Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, November 18th, 1984. The Lord bless as we worship together on this beautiful Lord's Day. Standing for prayer. I know each one of us today has a lot of blessings from the Lord. It's just a blessing to be alive today. And we need to count our blessings each and every day. I'd like to ask Brother White to lead us in prayer at this time, please. Brother White.
Father, we ask that you further bless and forgive, and we thank you for your power that comes into your house and help us. Father, we pray that we make a decision in our lives today and what we think of you. If we're being lost in this building, we pray that you be ready to return to all those truths. Thank you, Father, for Jesus who died on the cross and made it possible for you to be saved. Father, for those who pray about it in our hearts, please be here.
Brother Kermit's going to come to read our scripture this time from Psalm 100. Psalm 100. While he's coming, let me mention a few prayer requests. We would like to remember Michael Davidson's wife, Teresa. They have a new baby girl, weighed over 8 pounds, I believe. Let's be praying for them. Brother Arthur Combs is in the hospital. It's Brother P.H. Combs' brother. Let's be praying for Arthur today. Melanie is doing better. Is that right, Brother Kermit? She's all the way across the Pacific Ocean in Hawaii. She's expecting a child in December, I believe, or January. So let's be praying for her. She has not been doing well in the past few weeks, but she's doing better, and we praise the Lord for this. Also, Mrs. Back, let's be praying for Wardy and Merlu's little boy, Jonathan Hotchell, Anna Campbell, Farmer Miller. He's in the nursing home and certainly needs our prayers. Let's be praying for Ed Clemens. The last two Sunday nights, Ed has been in church. So I trust he'll be back tonight. Let's be praying for him. And Naomi Asher, Ms. Jeanette Barker, Ms. Maud Barker, Brother Combs, his wife in the nursing home. Can you pray for Loretta Napier? Kathleen's dad, Dave Hall, John and Lucy Talby, Claude and Allie Deaton. I believe Claude is in the hospital again. Is that right? Let's be praying for them. Let's be praying for Ms. Flinch, Ellen. She had surgery this past week, and we know God's going to be with her. And praise the Lord for her faith and her family today. Sam Fugit is still in the hospital or still taking treatments, I believe. Ms. Lane, we keep missing her. I guess she was afraid to get out today. It's raining so bad. Let's be praying for her. And my mom got to go home this week. Friday, I believe it was. Brother Lafer Giles and Brother Finch's mother. Layuna Sutton is not doing well at all. Let's be praying for her. Murray Abrams and Maggie Honeycutt, who has cancer. She did work down here at the hospital. And also George Irwin. Let's be praying for each other. It's been a while since Ms. Lane's been here to say that to us. Let's be praying for each other, will you? As Brother Kermit comes to read our scripture, lead us in prayer.
If you would turn to Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter unto the gate with thanksgiving, and unto the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank thee that we can assemble ourselves here this morning, Father, and render praises to thee in thy name. And Father, we thank thee for all the homes represented here this morning. And Father, we thank thee for those that are not able to be with us today. And we ask now, Father, that you look upon them in a special way and bless, Father, those that are sick, those, Father, that are shut in, and those, Father, that are traveling. Be with them in whatever the case. And be with now, Father, each home represented here today, that should there be one here today, Father, that does not yet know thee as thy personal Savior, Father, we pray now that the word be said, that they see the need, that they come to accept thee today, Father, before it's eternally too late. And, Father, we ask that you be with us in all things and be with the one, Father, that will bring the word this morning. That he say the words, Father, that will touch our hearts and cause us to renew our commitment to thee, Father, and be the worker that we should be. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Today we'd like to turn to the 17th chapter of Luke. I believe we're living in a day and time where many, many people are unthankful. In fact, that's one of the signs that Paul gives in 2 Timothy chapter 2, I believe it is, or chapter 3, where he said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves." And on down in another verse it says, "Unthankful." You know, I'm glad we have the fourth Thursday of November as a day of Thanksgiving. Not only do the schools dismiss and so forth, but it's a time of looking at the things that we should be thankful for. So many times we're unthankful. Unthankful. I know when I was growing up, and even when our children were growing up, if they were given something, we would ask them, "What are you supposed to say?" That shouldn't have to be. It should automatically say, "Thank you." But right here in chapter 17 of Luke, we have a story about 10 men who all 10 were in the same situation. They had leprosy. And this was a dreaded disease at that time. It still is. And Jesus says down in verse 17 of Luke 17, "Where are the nine?" And that's the title of our message this morning. Where are the nine? We have a lot of things to be thankful for. I'd say this, every last one of us here this morning can go and find someone who is worse off than we are. I went to the Kentucky Baptist Convention with a sore throat and woke up Wednesday morning. I felt like I had pneumonia. But you know what? I could find someone else that's worse off than I am. And you can find someone that's worse off than you are. We have a lot to be thankful for. And I would say today with the first song we sang, "Count your many blessings, Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. I want you to listen today as if this would be your last message that you would hear. I apologize for my voice this morning, but I don't apologize for God's Word that we're going to look into. Verse 11 says, "It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Our Father, we're thankful this morning we can come here to fellowship together around your word. Lord, we thank thee that you do love each one of us. Lord, you love us more than we love ourselves. And Father, we pray that you'd help each one of us to be attentive to your word. Lord, we thank thee for what you're going to do already in the lives of each and every person who is present. Help us, Lord, to look away in faith to thee and know that all things work together for good to those who love thee, to those who are called according to your purpose. Help us, Lord, to listen to your word today, that we'd respond to your word, that we'd see people born again as they come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a real way. In his name we pray. Amen. Our two key verses today are going to be found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 and 1 Thessalonians 5:18. These two verses say, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, one of our verses in Sunday school today. It says, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Just how thankful are we? The Daily Bread said it like this, If we were more thoughtful, we would be more thankful. If we were more thoughtful, we'd be more thankful. In everything, give thanks. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. A little fellow was in the hospital. He had surgery and was fixing to leave. And he called the doctor in before he left. And he said this to the doctor, My mommy will never hear the last about you. He was thankful to this doctor who had helped him. My mommy will never hear the last about you. My friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit has done, as it were, spiritual surgery on our heart. And we have been made a new creature in Christ. We're saved. And how many times we have the opportunity to tell someone about the Lord and we don't. We're a silent witness. Or we're the wrong type of witness. If we fully realize today what Christ has done for us, we should say to Him, "My friends will never hear the last about you." Out of a heart of love, we should tell the good news of Jesus. Here in Luke 11, Jesus was on His way to Jerusalem. It says, as He went to Jerusalem. In just a few short days, Jesus would be hanging between heaven and earth. And there met Him these 10 men. They were lepers. They stood afar off. You know, leprosy is contagious. And these fellows stood afar off. The Old Testament tells us what they were supposed to do. If you've seen the film Ben-Hur, you know that there were some lepers in that film. And they stood afar off. They lived out in the country, away from everyone else. All 10 of these men were in the same situation. They were lepers, outcasts, unclean. And today, leprosy is a type of sin. Leprosy. These lepers were outcasts from society. But you know, Jesus was willing to make them clean if they would only come to Him. And it says in verse 13, they lifted up their voices. I want us to notice, they, all 10, they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." All 10 of these fellows cried out to Jesus. They said, "Have mercy on us." My friend, until you get in a position to know that you're lost and you're dissatisfied with your life, you'll never cry out for mercy. The devil will say to you this morning, "I don't need the Lord. Well, I'm healthy. I don't need the Lord today." I want to say this, friend, you cannot draw one breath without the help of the Lord. Your life is in His hands. And I'm glad one day that I cried out for mercy as a 19-year-old boy, a young man. I cried out for mercy. Have mercy on me. And He gave me mercy. He came into my life in the person of the Holy Spirit. There's not a one of us here today who does not need mercy. God's mercy. And I trust today, if you haven't called out to Him for His mercy, that today you will do that. Because you need it. You need the Lord in your life today. And I'm glad that we can have the Lord in our lives. It says, as they went, they were cleansed. Jesus told them to go show themselves to the priest. And they knew what to do. They knew what the Old Testament said. And so Jesus told them to go show yourselves to the priest. You know what? Right before them stood the priest. The Bible calls Jesus in the book of Hebrews our great high priest. And right there He stood. He said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, notice, as they went, they were cleansed. All 10 of these fellows, from being an outcast in society, to being unclean, now they're cleansed. It says, as they went, they were cleansed. There's no better feeling in this world than knowing that down deep in your heart, you are right with God. That there is not anything between you and God. As they went, they were cleansed. But notice, one of them, I wonder what group you and I would have been in the 17th chapter of Luke. Would we have been one of those nine who turned and went away from Jesus? Or would we have been that one? Notice it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. 10%. 1 out of 10 turned around and said, thank you. It didn't matter who heard him. He said with a loud voice. He glorified God with a loud voice. And notice what he did. He fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. You know, the Samaritans were despised people. They were half Jew and half something else. They were looked down on by society. In John chapter 4, it says Jesus must needs go through Samaria to get from Judea to Galilee, or from Galilee to Judea. You had to either go around Samaria or go through it. And so Jesus must needs go through Samaria. And there Jesus met a lady. He met a lady who needed help. And she became a wonderful witness for the Lord. This fellow here, 1 out of 10, turned around and said, thank you. And he was a stranger, a Samaritan. Jesus said, there are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. Why should every day be a day of thanksgiving? First of all, because of what Jesus has done. What he has done. I'm glad the Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:26, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Jesus did this. He has done this. He appeared to put away sin by the death of himself. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Today you and I should be thankful because of what Jesus has done. What has he done in your life? I'm going to ask you that question individually. What has Jesus done in your life? Is your name inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life? Have you trusted him? Where are your sins today? Are they underneath the blood? Have you been saved? Not only has Jesus done something for us, he gave his life there on the cross, he rose again from the dead, but my friend, where is Jesus today? Again in Hebrews 9:24 it says, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. That's where Jesus is today. Jesus has done something for us. And my friend, Jesus is doing something for us right now. As I stand here in our church this morning, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. And the Bible tells us that He is there making intercession for us. In Hebrews 7:25, it tells us, "Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them." Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins forever, and then He sat down at the right hand of God. And that's the work of Jesus today. He is there as our great high priest. Aren't you glad we don't have to go to a priest down here on this earth? We can go to God for ourselves. And each one of us can go to God in behalf of others. As Ms. Lane always tells us, let's pray for each other. You know, I'm glad Jesus has done something for us. I'm glad Jesus is doing something for us right now. And will continue to do something for us until He comes again. He's there making intercession for us. In Philippians 1:6, the Bible tells us, "Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." The Daily Bread said it like this one time: "Christians who become discouraged and despondent find it hard to see the bountiful gifts God is constantly showering on them." A gifted preacher one day suffered a nervous breakdown. And someone finally said to him, "Has anyone ever done anything for you?" And he said, "Yes." This is a preacher who had a nervous breakdown. And the preacher said, "Yes, there have been many people who've done many things for me." And this person said, "Have you ever written them a letter of thanks?" And he said, "No." And this preacher sat down and wrote one letter after the other. Before long, he had written 100 letters. And as he counted his blessings, he realized the Savior was actually encouraging him through these individuals. Soon he began thanking God daily for His love and goodness. We need to hymn our blessings with praise, lest they unravel. Not only should we be thankful for what Jesus has done for us and is doing for us right now, but I'm grateful for what Jesus is going to do. Whether we like to realize it or not, Jesus is coming back. And whether we're ready or not, Jesus is coming. That was what our lessons were about in Sunday school the last two Sundays. It says, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." The best days are ahead. The verses Brother Kermit read for us in Psalm 100. I want to read the last two verses again. It says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, His truth endureth to all generations." How thankful are we? Are you thankful? How thankful are you? Some of you, this message has gone in one ear and bounced out. I know that. But I trust it's landed on some heart. I want to say again, I apologize for this scroll, but I don't apologize for this book right here. Come back tonight and I might feel better. My throat might not be hurting as bad. But I know this, God has a blessing for you if you'll count it. So many times we gripe and grumble over just any little thing. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We'd like to ask Brother Tom to come to lead us in our invitation hymn, Just As I Am, page 217. You might have walked in our church this morning lost. You can leave saved on your way to heaven. The Lord stands knocking at your heart's door if you're lost. He'd like to come in and sup with you and you with Him as we stand to sing. Into the play of Through a Stanza or So as we bow our heads in prayer. You may be here and you're still on the broad highway. You know where that broad highway leads? To destruction. To hell. It leads to a burning place. I'd like for the Holy Spirit right now to speak to your heart if you're here lost. You need the Lord. Or if you're here as a Christian and need to make some type of decision.
This is the Pastor James Hamblin. We have a little tape left, so I'm going to play a song that was sung at Henry Cause's funeral, Because He Loves Me. This is my mom's favorite song, Beulah Land, by the Hull Presbyterian Church.